Blind Cool Tech, February 23rd, 2006.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky, it's the Blind Cool Tech Podcast.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skukon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Had a lady call on the comment line the other day, and or maybe it was an email, wondering about, what does blind cool tech mean? Is it blind is cool, nice techie, or is it cool tech related to blind people? It's all of the above. It's whatever you want it to be. And what we do is various things. I'm walking home now, and I hope you'll join me. Get on that treadmill. Got 2 miles ahead of us here. I've got my trusty companion, Jake, the guide dog. We are recording this, by the way, with the new innovative Specialist microphones and the MicroTrack. I did a podcast the other morning on the way to work with these microphones and on the Olympus WS320, and I really wasn't very happy with that, with the way they sounded on the Olympus. So some things, microphones and devices match better with each other. I think these, to me, it seemed like it picked up too many highs. It was the, I believe it was the one called Linux OSM. It is a gorgeous afternoon out here. Good boy, little buddy. That's it. Let's talk a little bit more about guide dogs. And self-training. The idea of training your own guide dog seems, at first glance, to be an appealing one. But it's not really that great an idea, in my humble opinion, for various reasons. One, you know, you don't know what kind of dog you're getting unless you bred them yourselves, and you know, you still could end up with one that's dumb as a post, so to speak. And it'd be a shame to waste, you know, a lot of training time and effort on a dog, and he turns out to be a washout. And that's what the schools do for you. You know, they do reject dogs from training. They still make great pets, and there's a huge waiting list to get a dog that washed out of guide dog school. They'll wash out for various reasons. I mean, it may be a timidity issue. You know, if they hear a car backfire or something and they cower down, it could be an aggression issue. I've seen a lot of dogs that, you know, get territorial or too protective. You really don't want that in your guide, because remember, you've got to be able to work with the public, and nobody's going to want to get on a bus with a 100-pound snarling German Shepherd on it, obviously. Good doggy. We are at the crossing. It is just absolutely gorgeous out here. right there. These microphones, to me, don't seem... Good boy, forward. Up. Oh, it must be a little dog following us or something. Good boy. They don't seem to be quite as realistic separation-wise as those original Sound Professionals binaural mics I was using, but I'm a little disappointed with those. As Neil pointed out, one of them has begun losing its... It doesn't record as high a level as it used to. So that's kind of disappointing. I hadn't even had them 8 months. These seem to be quite a bit better quality, although the wire is still very, very thin. I really would prefer a little bit more rugged wire. I like the way these have the plastic pieces too, so they fit around your ear. You really do wear these like you would put on the earpiece of your glasses. Anyway, another reason for not training your guide dog yourself is that there is no way you can include as comprehensive a training program as the professionals do. Granted, you will get a dog that knows you better. That really is the easy part. It seems like a daunting task when you first meet that dog for it to transfer its loyalty and affection from the trainer to you. But it's never failed. And it just takes different amounts of time with different dogs. I know the two German Shepherds I had, I mean, they would literally turn around on the stairwell when the trainer walked by. And they loved him. Well, all the dogs do. And they, you know, the trainers have to gain the dog's trust and affection and loyalty. So you're never going to be able to teach it some of the advanced traffic concepts, for instance, where, good boy, I'll let Jake take a pit stop here, right on the other side of the tracks, a little bit of wind blowing here, there you go, little buddy. And you're also not going to be able to do some of the advanced training with distractions and detours and danger avoidance. You know, I think most dogs probably would walk a little closer to the edge of a subway platform, for instance, than what these dogs at the Seeing Eye will. I mean, they are taught that that's not a place to be. I mean, they'll walk you along the platform, but they'll usually keep you a couple feet away from the edge. Good boy, little buddy. He really had to go. I tried training a dog one time, and I did it by actually walking him along. I started out just by having him walk along with me and my existing dog at the time. I just wanted to try it. All right, good boy. too heavy. Well, that was a miserable failure. I always joke that either the dog was too dumb or he had me outsmarted. It could have been that I just wasn't an adequate trainer either. It doesn't seem like the basics would be that hard for the dogs to learn, but I've heard of people that have had success with it. I just don't recommend it. The other day we were I was talking with Michelle and Rachel, my two youngest daughters, about when did they realize that I couldn't see? And the reason this even came up is because Marley realizes it now. Good boy. In fact, I laughed last night. I was in the kitchen talking with Michelle while Michelle was cooking. Good boy. And when it was time to eat, little Mars grabbed my hand and she led me over to my chair. Said, "Here you go, Pat." I thought that was so funny. And I think she must have, well, she's seen me hold Liz's arm. Who, me?
No, you go right ahead. I'm sorry, I'm talking to somebody standing
okay.
at the door.
Thank Excuse me. I thought he was talking to me. Oh, well. A couple of times she wants to hold Liz's arm like I hold it. And then the other night, Rachel and Mars and Shelly and her boyfriend and another friend and I went to eat, and I guess she was watching Rachel guide me into the restaurant, and I don't know what prompted her to do that, but she did, and it was funny. That little girl is so sweet. She's what, two, should be three at the end of May. And like I was saying, the girls, I don't think, realized it till later in their young lives. Not that I was certainly not hiding it from them or anything. It's kind of a difficult concept for a little kid to grasp. Anyway. How's that jogging going? You going about 4 miles an hour? Let's see. I actually have some notes I made about some things I wanted to talk about. Let's see what one of them was.
The good thing about audio is you can switch.
Oh, yeah. You know what would be neat for a screen reader to have? Is a way to start reading a document and let it continue on without shutting up when you switched away from it or hit other keys. Well, just pull right out in front of me. Good boy. So, I've noticed this kind of handy feature of listening to podcasts or audio while you're working. You know, you don't have to stay right there in Media Player or Winamp. You can actually go and do other things and kind of listen at the same time. In fact, we were just talking about that on the list the other day. Some people say they seem to have to do two things while they are reading, but in any case, At least it is possible. So I was thinking, you know, it would be really nice as if, you know, you could be reading a long email or a web page or whatever, and you could give your screen reader a command to say, go ahead and read this as if it were an audio file. Or it could be as primitive as actually creating an MP3 and launching a, you know, launching a media player or something. You could do that now, but it just seems like it'd be a really handy feature for a screen reader, so that you can just say, all right, just read this and whatever else I do, don't shut this up, but shut up the other things like you're working normally. I think that would be a super feature. Let's see here. What else do we want to talk about?
Mars walking happy to the table.
Oh, it is.
It likes a Olympus WS-320.
We talked about that already.
The Milestone 311.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys thinking about this Milestone 311 that Stephen Guerra introduced a few days ago? This is a digital recorder that's totally accessible. All the menus speak. I think it sells for about $370, which is a bit pricey for a digital recorder, but I can see its usefulness. Good boy. All right, we're about halfway there now. How's that treadmill going? Good boy. Good duck. All right. So, this Milestone 311 is available from Independent Living Aids. And I think Steven's supposed to do a podcast about it, so we'll be looking forward to that. I believe it records in 192 kbps mp3 format, which is pretty darn good quality. So definitely looking forward to hearing a little more about that. That was nice too, that Rich gave us a demo of that audio extraction software. We just had a question about extracting the audio from television shows. This is need to know that too, about need to know how to strip it, how to get the audio off a DVD. I mean, you're not removing it, obviously, you're just grabbing a copy of just the audio, so you don't have to take all the video data with you. Obviously, for portable reasons, so you want to copy them to your MP3 player or your book port. One of the things that we've been wanting to implement on the book port is a playlist functionality. And primarily, I think people are interested in sorting their files. But they do want to have a certain order that they play in. So we've been tossing around some ideas for interfaces and come up with a couple of ideas. First of all, let's talk about some restrictions. I don't think that we want to invest the time and money into creating a playlist editor on the device. We've actually got some other plans that we need to devote our programming resources to. But let's assume that we have a way to create these playlists on the PC, and I'll talk about that a little bit more in just a minute. Good boy. So when you come to one of these playlist files, it'll just identify itself as a playlist. And when you press the 2 key to play, the play key, it will essentially treat that playlist very much like a folder. So you can walk from file to file with your regular file navigation keys. You can play it, and it will begin playing at the file you're on and go through the list and possibly repeat if we want it to. And then to get out of the playlist, you would press the back out of directory command, which is star and zero together. Now, as far as creating these lists, I think you would probably want to automatically create one when you send material. Maybe we could just call it, you know, recently sent or something. And it would either append to any existing one, which probably wouldn't be the best way because you wouldn't have a good way to get rid of them. Or it would, the software would delete that when you connected the book port and create a new one when you set files. And if you switched and sent some other file, it would just keep adding it to that. Good boy. Now, you would also want to be able to add files that already existed on your book port. So, kind of tossing around the idea of letting you move over to the book port's file list with book port transfer and highlighting whatever you want, a folder, a couple folders, few files, and then right clicking and have a add to playlist. And when you pressed enter on that, a dialog would pop up with all those files that you added to the current playlist. Hey there, how y'all doing? And it's gorgeous. And there would be move up and move down buttons. Very much like what's already in the section dialog, the section tab of the options dialog. So you can move those section markers up and down. Well, this would be very similar, except that you would be moving file names around in the order that you wanted them. Now, I can't really decide whether that playlist should be created by default in the folder that you're in or in the root. So we still have a lot of wow, something smells incredibly good. food wise. I must be hungry. So we still have a few little details to work out, but I don't think this is going to be too hard of a feature to get in there, but we want it to be useful. One thing I kind of wish the book board did was give you a list of, say, the most recent files that you've read. We're actually doing that now with two files. So there's this next beta that we're going to put up sometime in the very near future. We'll have Key Command, which is 2 and 5 together. That'll switch you from the current file to the last file you were reading, to the last file you read. Kind of a handy thing, but if you could just also add, you know, 8 more files on there and have it so that it always added the most recently transferred ones into that list. I think that'd be kind of cool. I've trouble finding files that I add to the device. I guess I've just got too much stuff on it. So, be looking at the real reason we added that was to give us a way to return to the file that you were using when an alarm goes off that has an associated file with it. So you can set an alarm while you're pointing to a file or a memo or whatever you want and have that file play when the alarm goes off, or when you acknowledge the alarm. So we did have it where you were in kind of a weird mode, but now with this next beta, probably gonna be 28, you can press this key sequence just to flip-flop back and forth between those two files. Pretty nice. Good boy, little buddy. All right. Here's our detour. I was wondering this morning on the way in, I wonder if Jake's going to keep walking out here in the street when they take that tape down. He's getting kind of used to it now. So they've actually got this set up with a fence that's separating the pedestrian from the traffic. Close though. And too close for comfort. You know, we were wondering the other day why people jog out in the streets.
On your left.
What?
Oh, sorry, on your right. Sorry.
Oh, okay. How you doing? And I see why they do. Because it's smooth. It's much easier walking or running. You know, the sidewalk's got tables and little dips up and down for streets, and maybe a place or two where the sidewalk, you know, a tree root has pushed it up or whatever. So yeah, it's just easier. Doesn't seem quite as safe though. Especially on a busy street like Frankfurt Avenue. Let's see. What else do I have in my notes?
Earbuds on one side longer than the other.
Oh, yeah. Man, I got the worst set of earbuds the other day. They must have come with some device I bought somewhere. I cannot stand them, though. I'm really picky about my earbuds. In fact, I'm pretty well sold on the Sony ones that run about $10. I usually get them at Best Buy. Went to get some the other night, though, and they were out of stock, so I may have to order them online. But these are weird because they're not evenly they're not even lengths at the split. The cords are, one cord's longer than the other, so I guess it's to go around your head or something. But it's also makes it too long. You know, when I usually will put the book cord on my the opening of my shirt and then wrap the earbuds around my neck and just tuck them in my collar. But these are so long they hang out the bottom of my shirt, or the one side does. And you know, it's too long when you hold your book cord in one hand and you reach, follow the cord out, and you can't even reach to the other side. I reach the earbud part. I just don't like them too long. I think 3 feet is about as long as I want them. And these must be 4 or 5 with that, at least the extra long side. I don't know why they make them like this. I hate them. They actually sound good, but they're so unhandy, if that's a word. Inconvenient. Good boy, little buddy. That actually right there is one of the probably just 2, maybe 3 places on the whole walk where there's actually a curb that you have to step down, which makes it really nice for people with, you know, pulling their kid in a wagon or baby carriage or whatever. Alright, so let's see what else we have for notes here. We'll even get across this street. Good boy. Good dog. That's it. There's the other step up. They're both so close to each other.
RSS feeds with real content.
Ah, yes, that's something I've been wanting to ask you guys about for a long time. You know, all these feed readers, this actually is, I probably should put this off for another day, because essentially what I'm wondering about is if any of you have found any RSS feeds that actually contain the whole story. You know, most of them are just the headlines, and you have to pull the story off the website, and when you do that, you have to wade through all the crap at the top of the page. Really would just like to start reading the story. Now, I've tried writing some software to be a little bit smarter about skipping junk at the top of web pages, but turns out to be a little bit more of a job than one might think upon first inspection. In the world, somebody got a vacuum cleaner going or something? Sounds like it's at my house. Oh, I bet it's Joe vacuuming out his car or Shelly. Good boy. All right. I will bid you all farewell. Have a great day. What's up, old man? Good doggy. Mmm, fresh coffee. Hey, Fredsters, Velma. Got the whole pack of dogs.
www.blindcooltech.com. Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.